Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on hope. So the different ahadith that deal with having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that the muhaddithin, the style, the way is, they'll bring a hadith, and sometimes just one part of the hadith got to do with hope, but they'll bring it under the chapter, showing us that there's so much of hope. Person has just applied his mind. What happens often these days is that we'll hear ayat of the Quran, we'll hear the translation or the meaning of it, or we'll hear hadith, and we just take it at a surface level. We don't ponder over it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in one ayat of the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do you not ponder over the Quran, Sharif? Do you not think, ponder, apply your mind over what's in the Quran? Or is your heart locked up? Locked up in the sense, you're not even applying your mind, you're not opening up your mind to think of what's there, what beauty is there, what understanding is there. Obviously, we don't take our own understanding, but there's tafasir, there's tafsir, there's different works of tafsir, for example, Mariful Quran in English. Very beautiful tafsir of the Quran Sharif, explanations, etc. in English language. So apply our mind, think about these things, then we'll find that there's so much of depth in Quran and Hadith. It's not something that is just surface value. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami'ul Kalim. Jawami'ul Kalim is, in our simple understanding, is very, very comprehensive in his speech. In other words, a teaspoon was as good as an ocean of knowledge. So a teaspoon of water and ocean, we'll think is two vastly different things. One is just a teaspoon and one is an ocean. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the amount he would say as far as a teaspoon is concerned was like an ocean. So much of meaning, so much of depth in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So today's hadith is one hadith like that. It's a short hadith. Very short hadith. But the meaning is very, very, very deep. Person applies his mind, he thinks about it, then he'll appreciate what depth is there in this hadith and what depth is there in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lamma khalaqa Allahu al-khalqa kataba fi kitabin fahuwa indahu fawqa al-arshi inna rahmati taghlibu ghadabi. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah ta'ala created the creation, he wrote in a book which is with him above the throne, my mercy overpowers my anger. One part, inna rahmati taghlibu ghadabi. This one part got to do with mercy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created the creation, now the ulama explained that this book that is referred to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually the Lawh-e Mahfuz, where everyone's taqdeer is written, everyone's taqdeer is stored. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the explanation. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from actions. But for our understanding purposes, for our thinking purposes, so this was recorded in this book. What was recorded in this book is that my mercy overpowers my anger. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is there, no doubt. But at the end of the day, which trumps? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy trumps. So this hope, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is even more than his anger and his azab and his punishment, then can you imagine what amount of mercy will be prevalent on the day of Qiyamah Allah ta'ala will be expressing. In fact, it is mentioned that if you look at all the different types of mercy that takes place in this world, every different type of mercy, for example, that mother showing mercy to the child, looking after the child, taking care, protecting the child, that's some form of mercy. Then you look at that hen that is looking after its chicks. You look at all that cat that is looking after its litter. You look at the dog, for example, looking after its young ones. Look at every type of animal, even the birds, they look after the young one. So all that love, you take it from all the different species, from all of mankind, every type of love that is shown. Old person showing love to a young person, teacher showing love to the student, parents to the children. Like that, take all the loves and gather it up together. It's only one portion out of 100 portion that will be, or one portion out of 100 portion of mercy that can be shown. And that is in this world. And 99 portions of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously Allah ta'ala's mercy is not restricted, but for our understanding, 99 portions of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, 99 out of 100, will be demonstrated, reflected on the day of Qiyamah. On that day, Allah ta'ala's mercy will be in Josh. So where does a person ever lose hope? If you look at every type of mercy in this world, add it up, it only is a reflection of 199th, for our understanding purpose, of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the balance, 99 over 100, is kept for, stored for the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy will come to the fore. So a person never leaves, a person never loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is to show the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mercy is so close to Allah ta'ala, it is actually stored in the book, this one phrase, in rahmati taghlibu ghadabi, that my mercy overpowers my punishment, my azab, my anger. So if that is the situation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should we ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, a believer doesn't lose hope. All the time he's hopeful in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. We just need to turn to Allah ta'ala, confess our gunas in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make tawbah to Allah. Allah ta'ala is over ready to forgive us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.